Oh my goodness, we are so blessed. Everybody have a good week? Had an interesting week. John, I was studying and John called and said, got a man out front that's got some problems, would you come and talk to him? And I said, well, yeah, what's going on? He said, well, the man thinks he's invisible. And I said, well, I don't see him right now. Some of you will get that later. God is good. Yeah, some, you hear the later laughs as the ones that are a little slow. Mike says, I see. We got, some of us went to Baptist Church last night and heard Ridge speak. I think he takes his rotation, got to speak. He's the young man that went to school back here. And I guess he's still going to school back here by himself. But what a blessing it was to go down there and see everybody worshiping and stuff. It was good. Title of the message, I'm a little emotional this morning, so stay with me. Title of the message this morning, Take Everything to Him. I brought this up. Two, 3 weeks ago. And it's crazy because every time God's dealing with me, you guys get it. Which makes it harder for me to bring it forth. But what a revelation I'm getting on that statement. Take every thought into conversation with Him. Take every thought in conversation with Him. Guaranteed to change your life. Because your thoughts, and you all know this, your thoughts is where you're going to go. Your thoughts is what you're going to do. Your thoughts is what's going to either pull you down or build you up. Right here is your problem. It's not the Spirit of God that lives in you. It's right here is your problem. God has the answer. You know, 1 Chronicles 16:11, it's a scripture I'm sure most of you know but didn't know where it was even at. It says, search for the Lord and for His strength, continually seek Him. Constantly take your thoughts. And I'm going to say this a lot because I want you to get this in you. And I want to get it in me more than I've got it. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 tells us to pray without ceasing. And I've always, you know, read that scripture and I thought, oh, yeah, come on. But what I'm saying, taking every thought into conversation with Him will solve that problem. Because you will always be talking to the Father. You will always be thinking about every thought you have. Do I need that extra piece of pie? Now, you won't ask that question. You'll just be going to the pie. But you'll be thinking about the pie. Now, if you're thinking about the pie and you're in conversation with the Father, He's going to be saying, you don't really need the pie. If you're not taking it to Him, the enemy will say, eat the whole thing. I'm trying to keep it down to the level where we're all thinking. Because it is so true. If you can get in, you got to get in the habit of doing this. I'm having to work on this. I'm having to just take a moment. All right, now where am I going with my mind? I've got a mind just like you all got, and it can go places it's not supposed to go. So I'm taking. Would the Lord appreciate that thought? Well, He's paying it. He never leaves me. I think that was the biggest revelation I've ever got. He never leaves me. You know, sometimes we think, well, just wait over there. And I'll catch you after I get done with this that I'm doing over here. No. You say, no, it says He never leaves me, so it doesn't matter where I'm at or what I'm doing or where my thought life is or what's going on in my life. He's with me. Now, He's on a constant forgive because of some of my life, But that's him. But see, we've got to get to the place of understanding. The praying without ceasing is just always taking those things to him. See, the only victory I'm going to have is through him. The only power in my life I'm going to have is through him. Well, to get there, I've got to recognize that then to get that, to plug into that, I've got to get to that place of taking every thought. You know, we got scripture that says take every thought captive. Well, yeah, that's because you're weighing your thoughts. Well, you can fix that by just always knowing he's always, and he is, he's always there because you're always talking to him. You're always spending time with him. How do I become more like? You know, it's interesting. When somebody's been married as long as Doc and Betty have, Connie and I, you become one. You become, when Connie was here, I could see her during the sermons, and I could tell by the look on her face whether I need to shut up or move on. Because she knew me, I knew her. We spent every moment together. It's the same with our Father, who loves us. Every song we sang today, oh my gosh. And the more I take my thoughts in conversation with him, in everything that goes on in my life, then things are going to change, because I'm back and forth, and I'm catching that still, quiet voice that's trying to get me where he wants me to go. It's amazing. His voice is never condemning. It never, like people. Never, never, never. You don't even have to second think when you have a voice from him. You know it's going to be good for you. It's going to benefit. But to get those voices, I've got to have conversation with him. I can't just hold it in my own head. I can't just think that what I'm thinking about is going to be okay and where I end up going is going to be okay, because he's always there. So in my midst of my thought life, my midst of what's going on, things will change. I was going to Perryville yesterday morning, and we were running 55 mile an hour, and I'm going, well, my car accelerates unbelievably quick, and sometimes I don't think about that. I'm learning that. And I just come around, and I step down like you would step down to go around someone. And I've had cars that, okay, come on, come on, come on. Well, when I got no more than got around, I was doing 95 miles an hour. When I seen the 95, that sweet voice said, you better let off. What's I don't want to run 95 mile an hour. But he never leaves me. So when I looked down, he said, you better let off. Well, my first instinct was to look ahead to see if there was a cop coming or a cop around, because at 95, they'll take my car. But see, he's always there. See, before, oh, let's just do that again. 95, we'll do 110, we'll do 125. Well, I know that it does 155, because they told me it would. I haven't been there. I'm afraid 155 the front end would pick up, and then there I would be. But see, there's always that still small voice. But the more I converse, the more I spend time, the more I make myself, and I have to do this, and you will too. The more we know that he's listening, and we know that he's around, and we know that he never leaves, and we know, then your thinking is with him. And if you adjust, then you will adjust your thinking. You will adjust going to the refrigerator, because you're thinking about what's in there that you would like to have, but you're also conversing with the Father. I know what's in there. He says, I do too, and right now you don't need it. Come on. That's the way it works. It's amazing how your relationship, your thought life will start adjusting and changing. I desire, I know you do. But instead of having that piece of taffy that's on your counter, start, when you go grocery shopping, Ronnie, you go grocery shopping, you're the one that does it. Go through the section that's got the bananas and the oranges and the apples and set that. And I know he's talking because I've cut back on my sugar and my coffee. Not because I want it to be that way, just because he's always encouraging me. It's really, 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 I'm helping you adjust. And if you let me do it, it can be done. But he's got to do it, not me, because I found out that I can't do it. Instead of putting one teaspoon, I'm going to put two. Because it tastes better, because my flesh likes it better, because my body will die quicker. See, what happens in this relationship is, folks, you start finding his will. And what's exciting about that is when you start finding his will, then you start doing those things and you start talking in your conversation his will. And the Bible says that you will get the desires of your heart. Titus and I were going back and forth last night about my car, because he's wanting a Tesla, and his last thing was, I'm just believing that when I'm done with college that I'll have enough put back that I can get me a Tesla. And I text back, you will get the desires of your heart. Now, whether that's good or bad, you'll still get it. If my desire is to have an affair with somebody and I stay there in my thought life, I will have that. Now, that'll be a mistake, and I'll suffer the consequences of it, and everybody else will, so you don't go there. You do like Jesus, and you only think one time, and you shut that off, and you let it go, and your conversation changes, because you know you're talking to the Father. You know you're taking every thought to him, and you're spending time with him, and you know that he's got this. See, we get his will, then we talk to him. That's praying without ceasing. And you know what? He give me that will. He give me what I'm praying. Then he comes back and he said, I will hear every prayer and I will answer every prayer. That's how it's supposed to work. We were all yesterday morning in here, and we always make a list real quick of the things that come to our mind to pray about, and the list was really short. And I always write them down. I think Mike writes them down. And then in the first prayer, I said, Lord, give us all something to pray about. Well, I ended up over a page of people's names and things that's going on, because the Holy Spirit was bringing it up to Mike's heart, John, Doc, I mean, just around that was there. And then we flowed with it. How'd that happen? That happened because you took your thoughts and you took it in conversation with the Father. And then he, in turn, give it to you in that still small voice. Linda Jenner's name come up right away. Well, why? Because the Father's concerned about Linda. And the Father knows he's got the answer, but he needs us to be praying to get it accomplished, because everything that happens comes through prayer, which he gives you and I. Why would you not want to spend time with him? Why would you not want to stand in worship and just love him and thank him for, because he's talking all of the time. And when you change, think about David. He's supposed to have been at battle, and he was taking an afternoon nap, and he goes up on the palace, and he's looking over all that God had allowed to take place under his reign, and he sees a woman, and she's a fine-looking woman, and he sees more of that woman than he needs to be seeing, and she's even finer looking because of what's going on in his head. He starts lusting. He's thinking. Listen to me. He's thinking. Now he knows. He's thinking, I'm the king. Find out who that is. Well, while they're finding out who that is, he's thinking, thinking, thinking. Now he's really in control, he thinks. His conversation is not going to the Father. It's going to him and his needs and his desires. He ends up getting this woman, ends up killing the husband to keep the woman, all because his thoughts were not with the Father. But when you take them there, the lady with the issue of blood, you know what her thoughts were? If I can just touch the hem of his garment. Where was her thoughts? With the Father. Are you following what I'm sharing here? We've got to make ourselves, and you know, and I know, we know when our thoughts could get us in trouble. We know, a month ago, I was on the county blacktop going to Camel Hill. Long straight stretch. You can see if anybody's coming. You can see if anybody's parked on the side. And I just got my car. It's maybe been a month ago. And I thought, you know, And I know that it runs 125 now. But do you know, I didn't take that thought to the Father. Do you realize what would happen to you if you was running 125 and a deer crossed the road? Or you blew a tire? Well, I know all these things. You all know all these things. But I'm just giving you an example of what happens when your thinker is thinking wrong. Or when your thinker... Now, could you imagine Jesus sitting in the other seat? Lord, thank you for this new car. Let's see how it does. He's saying, no. I don't think I want to go the speed that you're thinking about going. I'm not going to get hurt. That's what he's saying. He's not going to get hurt. But you might. Why go there? I'm trying to help you. See, I'm trying to help myself. We've got to get to the place of recognizing, you know, there's so many examples of things that have taken place in Scripture as far as the change. What about Peter? Peter was just going along, recognized that there was a sick lady, Tabitha. Remember they come and say, Peter, could you do anything? Tabitha, known as Dorcas, has died. Yeah, there's no problem there. Lord, what do you think? Well, yeah, there's no problem there. The power flowed. She got healed. Same in your life. I'm in bondage to sugar, Lord, and you know that. I know. Now I'm talking about me. I know. Well, Lord, I can't. I've tried. I can't quit. I know. I'm just waiting on you to realize that you can't and give it to me. Any addiction you've got, I don't care what. You say, well, what do you mean? I'm not addicted. Everybody here is addicted to something. Some's addicted to telephone. Some's addicted to that stupid phone that's in your back pocket. I mean, it's amazing now the younger generation. The new way you walk now. I'm as guilty as you are. I mean, it's just right here. It's like this is my God. And everything on there is real. And everything on there is true. And I can find out anything on there. Well, you can find out things, but you don't know if it's true or not. Take every thought in conversation with the Father and watch your life readjust and change. It's a guarantee that it'll take place. What about Paul? Paul, as he walked through life and knew where, remember where Paul was. And look where Paul, then Paul had this change of his life. And then all of a sudden he recognized, now wait a minute, if I keep my thought life with him, all kinds of stuff. Well, we seen where he healed crippled people. We seen where he touched hearts. We seen where he wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. How did all that happen? By taking his thoughts to the Father. To some that I'm sharing this, you're thinking, I doesn't make sense to me. I know at first it doesn't even feel right. At first it's like, He's always listening. He never, ever, ever leaves you. He never forsakes you. But he's always listening to you. And he's always paying attention to you. He never, ever, I can't make it to church. But you can make it to the grocery store. And you can make it to work. And you can make it, but you can't come and sit. Take every thought to the Father. Take every thought in conversation. Not just to him, in conversation. Because he's always talking. And Lord, it's like I can look on your faces. And I'm taking every thought to him. And I see the one person that looked at me like, don't you say another word. And I have to go to the scripture. The Father says, don't pay attention to that face. What the word says. That's what the Father would say to me. Why? Because I've learned a little bit of the word. So you learn, okay, don't take offense to what that person said or done. Why? Because I told you just to forgive and let them go. Lord, did you see what? Yes, you don't need to talk about them. Did you know what? You just let it go. At first, that's how you get it. It's like, shut up. Oh, y'all look at me like, what? You wouldn't talk that way to God. Yeah, I do. He already knows I thought it. So why wouldn't I just share it? Lord, you know what they did. You know this is not fair. You know this is not right. Didn't I say that trust no man? We're all just blown away how everybody's lying to us. We're all just blown away. Neil's looking for a pickup truck, a used pickup truck. And he got all fired up about one that was up at Columbia. And I said, well, I'll run up there with you in case you want to get it. And the guy said it was a certain truck and there was no rust on it. We pulled up. Above the back fenders was great big bubbles. Well, it was still blue, but I know what's under the blue. It don't bubble unless it's rusty. And Neil said, I ain't buying that. I said, I wouldn't buy that. And then he said it only had 40,000 miles. Well, it ended up having 80,000 miles, but the interior looked like it had 180,000 miles. So we just kindly drove back to Chester. And then the guy called back the other day and said, I got a truck for you. And Neil was bold enough to say, I'm not buying anything from you. You lied to me. It was no rust showing. No, there was no rust showing. But see, we've got to forgive the man. We've got to just get that out of our, why? Because that's what the Father would tell us to do. And as we drove off, I had to say to myself, I don't trust anybody. And he said, I told you not to. Let it go. Just let it go. See, we got to come to the place of understanding he's always there. See, if we take every thought in conversation. Now, I want you to get this. Take every thought in conversation with the Father. This is really hard on the ones that have got a motive. You can't have a motive because he'll know your motive. Take every thought. If a person has a different opinion than you, we flare up because it's not what we want to do. Well, you think God's not in the midst of all of that? He knows where you're at. He knows what's going on. Neil, bring your team on up. He knows what's taking place. He knows. See, I want to find out. You need to find out. We need to find out what the will of the Father is for our day. So as you get up in the morning, the first thing you need to do before you even roll out of bed is, Father, direct me and guide me today. Help me to come in contact with those that I need to come in contact with. Help me to know exactly what you want in my life today. Help me to be, that's exactly what he, because he wants a relationship. You think you know somebody, you'll never get anywhere in life until you know the Father better and better and better. Then you know His will. Then He says, hey, Ron, remember that scripture that I said, pray without ceasing? That's what you're doing. You're spending time with me. And as you spend time with me, I'm going to direct your life. You watch how you're going to prosper. You watch the power you're going to have. You watch what God's going to do in my life. He loves us, folks, with an everlasting love. He loves us. He's got the best for us. He wants the best for us. He's got us. Let's close out with this song.
Standing here in your presence, in a grace so relentless, I am one by perfect love, wrapped within the arms of heaven, in a peace that lasts forever, sinking deep in mercy seat. I'm wide awake, drawing close, stirred by grace, and all my heart is yours. All fear removed, I breathe you in, I lean into your love. Oh, your love.
By grace, and all my heart is yours.
Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you, Father, your heart's desire is to bless us, take care of us. Thank you, Father, as we hold every thought and we bring it in conversation with you, how you're going to change our lives and change it forever. We give you all the praise today in Jesus' name. Amen. God is so good, folks. Call you blessed. Prayer for anything you need, come up, please. Call you blessed. You are dismissed.